Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. We know what fiber looks like in clothing. It's the threads that are woven together to form fabric. But what about fiber in the diet? It's obvious that shredded wheat has fiber, but how can a glass of water containing a powdered fiber supplement be clear and still have fiber? Are some forms of fiber better than others?
Here to explain the importance of fiber in our diet and what foods are the best sources is Joan Rogas, a registered dietitian in Central New York. She's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Welcome to Take Care, Joan.
Thanks for having me.
Joan, I've always thought of fiber as roughage, but I know that that's probably not a precise term. So what exactly is fiber?
Fiber, you know, everybody knows it's important. We all know that we need more of it, but so many people just don't know how to get it. In one word, it's plant. Anything that comes from a plant has fiber in it. So nothing from an animal contains fiber. When we think of plants, the only plants we eat are fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. So those are the only foods that have the potential of having fiber in our diet.
Why is it so important? What role does it play?
I almost want to say, why isn't it important? It's important if you're diabetic, it can help control your blood sugar. If you have high cholesterol, it can help reduce the cholesterol in your body. If you have heart disease, it may be preventative against that. And it also makes you feel fuller when you have more fiber in your diet, so you're less likely to overeat.
Is it like a big sponge moving through our system? I mean, I think about the fact that it's kind of dense and it carries through. I mean, is that how fiber works?
It is. There's two types specifically. There's soluble and insoluble. Think about soluble. What that means is it partially dissolves in water, and then the insoluble resists digestion and does not dissolve in water. Sometimes people will say, well, what foods are soluble? What foods are insoluble? And I want to take it a step further and say, it almost doesn't matter. Just get more fiber in your diet because some cross over. And if we're not getting enough, you just have to increase the overall amount.
Do we have to be focused on getting fiber, or does an adequate amount come from a good, you know, rounded diet?
We just don't get enough fiber in our diet. The goal is to get between 25 and 35 grams a day. Most Americans get 15 grams a day. When I'm explaining it to somebody, I say, think of an apple. When you have an apple and you're chewing it, that peel is often left in your mouth. A lot of times people peel an apple. You've just peeled away all the fiber there is. When you're chewing a whole apple, you're feeling full. It's digesting better. Then when you think of applesauce, you don't even need to chew that. So that's a huge difference. So when you're eating fruit, it has to be fruit with the skin intact. So if you're having berries, you're eating the whole fruit. That's great. If you're eating an orange, that white pith that's there, that's where the fiber is. Having raw broccoli will have more fiber than cooked broccoli. It's just like having the difference between whole grains and whole wheat. You want it to be a whole grain.
So having apple juice, there's probably no fiber. Well, I have a question for you about soluble fiber based on what you said, how it can dissolve in water. It kind of insulates the gut. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing so much about why gut health is important. So I have oatmeal every morning. And for mm-hmm. those people that don't use Instant but cook it on the stove can relate to this. It is really hard to wash the pot. It's really interesting to see. They say, you know, you put cold water in the pot and you will see how it forms around the pot. It is very stubborn to get to wash a pot mm-hmm. that you've made oatmeal in. And even if you leave it for a few hours soaking, it forms like a film. And as I've been marveling over this and frustrated over it, I think there must be something about oatmeal, why they say it's so healthy. It mm-hmm. must do something like that mm-hmm. in our digestive tract. Is that partially true?
It does. It slows the digestion so that we get the nutrients from it. But with doing that, it also regulates our blood sugar so that we don't have those peaks and lows of our blood sugar. So it keeps us more satisfied. It's a good indication of how it just helps with digestion. If you ate sugar, it gets digested really quick and leaves us empty. Versus oatmeal, we're going to feel fuller longer.
What are the foods highest in fiber that we could typically eat during the day? We're not talking hay in our diet. Something commonplace.
Okay, something like nuts, our fruits, certainly, like any type of berry, beans, peas, chickpeas. A lot of these things we can even add to salads. Whole grain flour, so it would be whole grain cereals, whole grain breads, cauliflower, okra, popcorn. Popcorn's a great snack, full of fiber, low in calories.
And what about adding something? Let's say, I don't get enough fiber and I choose to have a fiber supplement. And they show in the commercials, it looks so easy, put a teaspoon in of whatever and it dissolves in water. Is that a good choice or should we be getting it more from food?
Only if your doctor tells you that's what you need. But certainly from food is the best way to get it. And one thing I want to mention, because people are sometimes confused about the fiber and looking at a label. If you're looking at a product, whether it's usually a grain product like a cereal, you always want to look under carbohydrate, because fiber is the non-digestible part of carbohydrate, doesn't change the calories. You want to aim for a minimum of 3, preferably 5 grams of fiber per serving. That would be your rule of thumb to make sure that it's a good source.
Joan Rogus is a registered dietitian in Central New York who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Thank you so much.
Thank you.